Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. We are in our last segment of the day. So if you'd like to get your last 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarters worth in, now is your chance. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I've been trying to call out one of my conservative friends all afternoon long to text me one thing that he disagrees with Trump about, or one thing that Donald Trump has done that he thinks was not a great idea, and I have yet to get a response. It's fascinating, isn't it? But on this, what I'm going to call Let Them Eat Neutral Loaf Monday, the Great Gatsby Monday, Donald Trump fiddling while America burns and Americans go hungry, I wanted to remind everyone that Donald Trump's family's net worth has gone up billions. He is monetizing the U.S. presidency, something that's supposed to be illegal. And one of the people that he decided to pardon is a cryptocurrency billionaire that his family is in business with. Okay? Who indirectly, through his mom, gave millions for the inauguration. But this guy is a convicted, admitted to these crimes, fraudster. And Trump pardoned him. Why? That'd be weird, wouldn't it, for a president to pardon a convicted fraudster that his family happens to be in the cryptocurrency business with? That's weird. I'm sure no one would have anything to say about this if Joe Biden did that. Or Barack Obama. And Donald Trump was asked about it on 60 Minutes this past weekend. Now, here's the interesting thing. When he was pressed about it, and he responded to being pressed about whether or not it smacks and looks like corruption, he said, "I'd rather not have you ask the question, but I let you ask it. I didn't have to answer this question. I could have walked away." And then he just talked about not the corruption, not the appearance of corruption. But he just said, we're number one in crypto in the whole world. Remember what Donald Trump sued CBS and its parent company about? Selective editing of Kamala Harris's interview. Donald Trump's interview was well over an hour. It aired at 28 minutes. Weird, And the, quote, full uploaded Trump interview cut out this part that I'm talking about, the one that was uploaded to YouTube that was supposed to be the uncut, cut out this very exchange where Norm O'Donnell's like, so you're not concerned about the appearance of corruption? And he says, I'd rather have you not ask the question. I don't have to answer this. I could have walked away. But we're number one in crypto. Who's the we here? The billionaire class? The hedge funds? The mega corporations? When Donald Trump says we, he's not talking about us. He's talking about his family and other mega rich donors. I'm just going to end this afternoon. CJ's, my conservative friend, is still texting me. And it's weird to me that he doesn't see the bigger picture, because he just texted me. Not one caller has called about the Great Gatsby party. No, CJ, every caller has been calling about the Great Gatsby party. Every caller pointing out the ridiculous display, the disgusting displays of wealth that this president thinks makes him look, I don't know, strong. That is gross. It is gross in moments like these. Wanted to, lastly, take this point up that Jim from Appleton texted in right before our last break. Thanks so much for this, Jim. He's texting in on the WISS text line. Jim says this, I am very independent politically. The first thing that I want done if Democrats are able to retake any branch of government is a blitz attack with what is ever, whatever may be remaining of our active antitrust laws. There are far too many monopolies in this country. Here's a fact. You look up agriculture, groceries, steel, beef, soy, I don't care what it is, consumer products, electronics, housing, whatever you want to look up, and go look at how that industry has consolidated over the last 40 years. In every industry where we middle-class people have to buy things, it is more consolidated now than it has been since when? Ah, yes, the time of Great Gatsby and the Gilded Age. And that is part of the problem. It is ironic for people that talk about the free market and capitalism and like to claim to be capitalists that they're permitting monopolies and the near cornering of certain markets by these mega corporations and then passing more tax cuts for these same mega corporations that are engaging in small and medium-sized business crushing, anti-competitive price gouging, and other anti-capitalist behaviors. So Jim, my independent friend from Appleton listening on WISS, I could not agree with you more. If you are about small and medium-sized businesses and the middle class, guess what you are for? Robust, pro-competition regulation and regulators to enforce that. Make sure customers have the benefit of active competition. I'm going to leave that there for this afternoon. We got Pete Schwab coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it's always better when we stand together.